Good morning. My name is Matt O'Connor, and I am one of the three at-large members on the leadership team here at John Wesley. And on the slide here, you'll see the all the members of the leadership team and the ministry teams that they're associated with. And we operate under the direction of our fearless leader, Larry Ward. Having only joined the leadership team in January, I have the dubious distinction of being the new guy on the leadership team. And we all know the new guy. That's the person who asks questions that everyone else in the room already knows the answers to. You know, what's a charge conference? What does the coffee coordinator do? You know, who writes the newsletter? That's me, okay? I make suggestions and then later find out, well, those things were tried and failed miserably years ago, okay? But I'm here this morning to let you know that as the person currently on the leadership team who asks the silly questions and makes the dumb suggestions, I'm pleased to report to you that I think I'm doing a terrific job of representing some of you out there who know as little about how things work here at John Wesley as I do. So to those of you out there who fall into this category, I say, you're welcome. On a more serious note, one of the benefits of being the new guy on any committee is you get to look at how things work through fresh eyes. And as that person on the team, I have to tell you how incredibly impressed I have been with the effort, dedication, the skill, and the creativity of the members of the team that they bring to their work, particularly the leaders of the ministry teams. Whether it's preparing our worship services, managing the finances, providing benefits for our staff, creating fellowship, offering hospitality, maintaining our physical plant, organizing outreach opportunities, or providing spiritual growth opportunities for our youth and our adults, these folks work extremely hard to give us wonderful opportunities and to maintain the incredible assets we have here at John Wesley. And so in my 4 short months on the leadership team, I've gained a whole new appreciation for what they do, much of it behind the scenes, and I'm very, very grateful. Which brings me to my final point. As members of John Wesley, we pledge to love God, love others, and serve the world. As with any family, each member has to figure out what they're going to contribute that will best benefit the family. And the work of the ministry teams and the leadership team as a whole give us opportunities to contribute and fulfill these goals. So for those of you here who, like me, have perhaps not taken full advantage of the opportunities to grow in our faith and serve others, I encourage you in the coming months to participate in one new opportunity offered by one of the ministry teams. You'll see them advertised in the bulletin, in the newsletter, in the emails. Okay? Choose just one and attend or help with it in some way. I believe you are certain to benefit from the opportunity, from the experience, and I think it will also serve to honor the work, the incredibly hard work of our ministry teams and their leaders. So thank you very much.